Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. This is the Vanguard Academy board meeting for Monday, August 29th, 2022. And we'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll do a quick roll call. This is Kent Johnson, board chair. We'll go around the table.
Troy Palmer, board assistant.
Joshua Peterson, vice chair. Eric Freeman, board member.
Charles Reynolds, director.
Ben Robinson, board member.
Dan Jessup, board member.
Scott Kingston, board member.
Kim Mangum, board member.
Grace Mitchell, board treasurer.
And Darren Jenkins is on his way. He'll be here soon. We'll go ahead and start with public comment. First of all, I'd like to welcome everyone. I appreciate everyone showing up for the meeting tonight. We'll start with public comment. The only one that we have on public comment tonight is Joy Palmer, so we'll turn the time over to you.
Thank you. As you know, I am the curriculum director at Vanguard Academy, and I'm also a teacher. And I wanted to make the board aware of some of the things that are happening in the school and some of the perception that students and teachers have, so that you can understand as you're making decisions how people are feeling in the school. And before I do that, I did want to read, as I was going back and looking through things, I found a Utah State Charter School Board resolution in support of all Utah students, and I think you would be interested in to hear what they passed. This was back in February of 2021, so right after we were placed on warning status. They passed a resolution stating that the State Charter Board School affirms America's core ideals that all people are created equal, that they are endowed with certain unalienable rights, and that they are entitled to equal protection of the laws. We further affirm that such ideals are grounded in a belief that all people are considered of equal value and worth. In spirit of these ideals and our mission and vision, we honor the individuality and uniqueness of each student. We acknowledge the importance of acceptance and inclusion to the health, safety, well-being, and academic success of each student. We support schools where all students and their families feel welcomed, appreciated, and safe, where students are respected and loved regardless of their race, religion, ethnicity, country of origin, language, socioeconomic status, gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, physical ability, disability, intellectual acuity, political beliefs, affiliations, or ideologies. As members of the State Charter School Board, we are committed to upholding the public trust by respecting the individuality and dignity of each student in order to support all students toward productive and meaningful lives within our multicultural society. So as this was passed, there's words in there that sound nice, and they, especially where it says, we support schools where all students and their families feel welcomed, appreciated, and safe, regardless of their affiliations or ideologies. And I do want to make our board aware that the students and the teachers in the school do not feel that safety anymore because of the State Charter Board's actions. There are many, many parents and students and teachers who have commented to me they do not feel safe anymore. There are students asking teachers, are you still going to be my teacher? There are teachers asking, do I still have a job? I wanted to make you aware that students are very concerned about the events that are taking place, and it is definitely affecting their ability to go to class and to learn. And so I just wanted to make you aware of that as you consider the decisions that you are making, that we do need to make Vanguard a safe place for these kids again. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that comment. Board member Darren Jenkins is present. So. Yeah,
Darren Jenkins, present, board member.
We'll continue with the next item on the agenda is the LEA specific licensing. We'll turn that over to Charles.
Okay, as you see in the table, we've got about eight teachers that are teaching some new subjects that are outside of their current endorsements that we are asking the board to approve. To apply for LEA specific licenses for these teachers. The specific status of each teacher is listed on the table. And in most cases, it's just a matter of getting their specific endorsements. They're all working on those. And hopefully, between the teachers that are in our Apple program and the other teachers working on their degrees and endorsements, we should have all of them licensed anyway. But we do want to request LEA-specific licenses for sure until those things are taken care of. And, specifically on the list, we've got Jesse Crosley for Introduction to Python, Stephanie Evans to teach Secondary Math 1, Mitchell Gustavison to teach World History, Character Education, and Study Skills, Timothy Gustavison to teach the team sport skills and physical education. He is going to be the track and field coach for this year, and that's the reason we believe he's well qualified for that. Joe Isaacson is teaching World Geography and Utah Studies this year, needs a specific endorsement. And Catherine Johnson is teaching the CE class Teaching as a Profession. Ruth Johnson, teaching business management, and she was already approved by SLIC to teach that for college credit, and just needs the specific LEA specific license from Vanguard. And Charles Strong will be teaching financial literacy this year. And, so those are the licenses that we're needing the board to authorize.
So on the list here, you have on the renewal column, none of them, are these all new renewals for
yes.
that have never taught these classes?
Yes, these are all new LEA specific licenses.
Okay. And they would be approved for 3 years?
That is the typical approval on them, yes. Okay. They do have, there's some of them that are still working on their license. Most of them are licensed, but they don't have the specific endorsement for this class that they will be teaching this year. They have endorsements and their license allows them to teach the classes they've been teaching. But these teachers are being asked to provide classes that they haven't in the past.
For all at once, or can we vote specifically?
Yeah, we'll take a vote on the entire list. If we need to select anybody out individually, we'd like to hold off on, we can make that motion as well. Depends on how, whatever we feel like comfortable with. You can actually make the motion how you want, but typically we've motioned for the entire.
I motion that we approve the full list.
As it sits.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, so all in favor of approving this list as it sits, as the motion stated, say yes.
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 All opposed, say no. So the voting was unanimous. This has been approved. I just want to go a little before that. We'll go to the next item. The last item on our report. On our agenda is a committee report, and we formed a new committee last Thursday. This is the report that we're coming back with from that committee, and we'll turn that over to Grace to say that.
So we did, as Kent said, we did form a committee last Thursday called the Executive Resolution Committee to assess everything that's going on in the situation. We have received numerous complaints and concerns from our Vanguard parents and the students regarding the SCSB decision that was to remove the board of Vanguard and bring in an interim director and finance manager. And one thing that concerns us is we have a high percentage of our parents threatening to withdraw their students. Also, our parents are expressing concerns about cultural discrimination towards their students from the state state charter board. It has always been our intention to minimize the disruption of the education, if at all possible. Our students are our number one goal. So, in doing this, I would like to propose a motion so that we may move forward. I motion to propose a resolution that will authorize the Executive Resolution Committee to explore any options to resolve the concerns of the parents, which may include A, negotiate with the standard or the state charter school board to decide what option we have regarding what we are facing, what we're facing from the parents. Option B is to allow the current course of action to continue unabated, which would result in most of our parents withdrawing their students by September 8th, which would not be minimizing the disruption of the students' education. Option C would be to explore all options with alternative chartering authorities. And option D, if negotiation cannot resolve the matter with the SCSB, the Executive Resolution Committee has the authority to relinquish our charter in a way that allows the school to continue to operate. Our number one goal is to have continuity in the education of our students and not disrupt their education.
Very good. At this point, we can have discussion on the motion. Any questions, any thoughts?
I was going to ask that if we want to see, identify who that committee is.
I think, that's right. We did create the committee with myself, Grace.
Uh-huh. Joy.
Joy is on the committee.
Charles.
Charles on the committee.
And Ben.
And Ben was nominated to be on that committee. Was nominated to be on that committee. Right. So,
is there any questions on that motion, on those options and what we would authorize the Executive Resolution Committee to do?
So they'll pick one or all of them, or any ones that have all of those options?
Yeah, those are our options. We're just authorizing the committee to be able to have the power to move forward with those options, whichever option may be the best.
The least disruptive,
the best for our students.
Do we have a good parents rep on that committee, like a PTA president, or that might be valuable when you go?
Probably should have that in. We've had.
We're looking for one right now. If you have recommendations.
Good.
Yeah.
We had a lot of input.
Well, we've got parents on that committee.
Yeah.
There are parents on it.
They may. I think most of the parents are either a board member or a staff member. It might be a little more unbiased source to have a parent that's not affiliated with the school.
We can definitely take recommendations and additions to that committee as well. So, maybe that's actually a good idea.
Right. So I think mainly the motion that is being proposed tonight is to authorize that committee to move forward with those actions and give them the authority to do so.
Has the committee approached the state charter board's school board?
We have. We've reached out through Royce Van Tassel, the executive president of the Utah Association of Public Charter Schools. So far, although they expressed some interest in meeting, we haven't been able to get anything yet. We are also meeting with attorneys to understand and pursue the legal options that we have. And then the committee's also been researching options for either alternate charter or an alternate school, what exactly all of our options are. So that's where we're at right now.
But the primary goal is to have the least amount of disruption to the students this year. Let them continue. That would be a pretty drastic measure, and it would have a huge impact on our students.
Do we know what the other charter or accreditation authorities might look like?
We are in the process of gathering all that information together, if that is one of the routes that we do decide to pursue.
So did you make a motion that the committee can do those things?
Yes. Do you want me to reread the motion? Or is everybody clear on what the motion was?
Clear.
Excuse me.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. And so we'll go ahead and we'll take a vote on this motion. We'll pass. We might want to do a roll call vote on this. This is of that nature, of a high nature. And so basically all those in favor of passing the resolution that has been recommended here and read by Grace from the Executive Resolution Committee to explore any options to resolve the concerns of the parents. And maybe I should go ahead and read it again, which may include option A is negotiate with the State Charter School Board to decide what option we have regarding what we are facing from parents. B, allow the current course to continue unabated, which would result in most parents withdrawing their students by September 8th, which would not be minimizing the disruption of the students' education. Option C, explore options of alternative chartering authorities. Option D is, if negotiation cannot resolve the matter with the State Charter School Board, the Executive Resolution Committee has the authority to relinquish our charter in a way that would allow the school to continue to operate. So that's the motion. We'll go ahead and take a, you had a second by Scott. We'll go ahead and do a roll call vote. We'll pass this round.
Just one quick question. What was that? What does that last one mean? It just pulls it out of the state charter, or what is it?
So basically, option D is if negotiation cannot resolve the matter, the negotiations we're pursuing with the State Charter School Board, the Executive Resolution Committee, which was the one formed on Thursday, has the authority to relinquish our charter in a way that allows the school to continue to operate.
So it just removes from the state charter and it'd be a private school at that point? Is that what it means?
Possibly. That's the negotiation would come up with something that would allow us to continue, which is the goal. That's the primary goal, is to continue our school with our students. Realizing the options that are before us.
We are hoping that negotiations will be successful, but that's the motion that I'm proposing tonight.
And do we feel like we're ready to make a vote on it?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and take a vote on that motion. Any other comments? Board members? So we'll go ahead and go around the table.
Joshua Peterson, yes.
Eric Freeman, yes.
Ben Robinson, yes.
Dan Jessup, yes.
Scott Kingston, yes.
Darren Jenkins, yes.
Kim Mangum, yes.
Grace Mitchell, yes.
And Ken Johnson, board chair, yes. So the any opposed, you know, it's unanimous. So the resolution has been approved. We will proceed as following, and with maybe recommendations of possibly adding members that could help in that setting. That's the last item on our agenda.
Recommendation before you close.
Sure.
If you wanted to note for the recording and on the minutes that we have about 15 members of the school community here in attendance tonight.
Maybe before we close, I will just make a note. We have probably the largest crowd we've had on our board meetings ever. We appreciate the attendance of our parents, staff, and innocent bystanders. We appreciate you guys coming and being a part of our board meeting tonight. I appreciate the support, and it's well noted the concern that we all have and the seriousness of what's happening here with Vanguard. Any other comments? Any board members? It is our last agenda item. If anybody has a motion to close, we can.
I just have a comment that it might be written on the top of every paper this committee makes that what the goal is. And any paper that you write out that says our goal is to maintain the continued education
of our students. Very good.
Good comment.
Very good. Maintain that excellence in education. Okay, we'll entertain a motion to close.
A motion to close the meeting.
I second that motion.
All in favor of closing the Vanguard Academy board meeting, say yes.
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 All opposed, say no. Meeting has been closed. Thank you, everybody.